We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So what an honor it is to be here at your service, dear listeners, speaking about the dialogues of the sixth rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, His Eminence, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Now, we're doing something just a little bit different for a few programs, if we have your permission, and that is to just kind of go through a few of the dialogues of relatively famous individuals of the era of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And these dialogues are related to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, and they are about His Eminence Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So we find that one of the very famous poets of this era is an individual known by Sayyid al-Himyari. And so this Sayyid al-Himyari, of course, is well known. He is also well known amongst the spiritual wayfaring circles. And he has a lot of interesting stories that are connected with him. He was a sincere lover and admirer of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. He dedicated his creative mind and his intelligence in order to bring forth the superiorities and the excellences of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam in his poems. And so he especially, also wrote poems about the Imams alayhimus salam, including Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. And in one of his conversations with an individual who asked Sayyid al-Himyari, why do you praise Imam Sadiq alayhi salam so much? Why do you bring him up in your poems? You know, you spend so much time, creativity, energies, thought, effort into writing these poems. Why did you choose Imam Sadiq alayhi salam? And so Sayyid al-Himyari, he very beautifully says in response, he says that the glory of the great Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi is manifested in the glory of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And he says that the generosity and kindness of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is beyond words and beyond imagination. And it is a well-known fact, that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam took care of a large number of the poor people in his area, in the city of Medina. And so the Sayyid al-Himyari, in many of his poems, he speaks about the great similarity between Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi when it comes to perfection, when it comes to morality. And so the characteristics of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, are just like the characteristics of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And so a very beautiful conversation here, showing the excellencies and the superiority of the characteristics, the persona, the personality, the morality, and the behaviors of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now let's listen to Sayyid Muhammad Jawad Al-Ghazwini.
Another beautiful teaching from Al-Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is the following hadith. Implementing this hadith gives you peace of mind, my dear brothers and sisters. It brings you rahat al-qalb. It removes stress from your life. The Imam alayhi salam states, "Ar-raghbatu fi dunya turithu al-ghamma wal-huzn, wal-zuhda fi dunya rahatul qalbi wal-badan." The Imam says, having expectations from this worldly dunya, from materialism, always pursuing this dunya, wanting this dunya, wanting money, wanting power, wanting this position, wanting attention, competition for attention. The Imam says this leads to sadness, to depression, to grief, because you can never get enough of this dunya. The Imam says you want to avoid stress? Don't have expectations. Whatever Allah gives you, thank Allah. Work hard. Whatever outcome you achieve, be content. Accept that outcome. Don't be obsessed with seeking more and more from this dunya. Lower your expectations in this dunya. The lower your expectations are, the happier you are, my dear brothers and sisters. And when you look at relationships, if you see two people who are married, a married couple, and they've been married for 30, 40, 50 years, and they have a beautiful relationship, a good, successful marriage, healthy marriage, you'll notice one quality they always have. Married people who are successful, they don't have expectations from each other. You know what ruins our relationships? What destroys our marriages? Constant expectations. I expect my wife to serve me, to do this, to do that, to react in this way. And then when you have all these expectations, you set up yourself for disappointment, because your expectations are not always met.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.